And joining us right now with Beckler on Business, at Coach Beckler. And is it CoachBeckler.com or JamieBeckler.com or both for your website, Coach?
It's both.
Okay.
Work, the same.
All right. Well, I think Solitary Man is kind of a good intro to talking today about something that you understand. And I think sales reps and people in the sales field understand the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Because whether you're out there in last night's NBA draft, and remember a few years ago when Aaron Rodgers sat forever in the green room, and they were even cleaning up the green room at the NFL draft and really just wanting him to leave. He sat there all by himself to like the 22nd, 23rd pick. Green Bay Packers are thankful he was there, but there was that agony of defeat as he's sitting there and everybody else has been drafted. Not the same way at the NBA draft, but there are some guys who didn't get the call that they expected last night, Jamie Beckler.
Yeah, you know, it turned out all right for Aaron Rodgers, but at the time, it's a little embarrassing. At the time, you know, it does seem like you're a solitary man. It seems like you're on an island, you know, you know, you've worked your whole life. That's your dream, is to play in the NFL or the NBA or whatever it is. And all of a sudden, you know you're going to get drafted. Like in Aaron Rodgers' case, you know you're going to get drafted. But you just don't know when it's going to be. And you're starting to wonder, you know, some doubts start to creep in. Last night there were a number of guys, top-notch college players that did not get drafted. You know, a couple Big Ten players that your listeners are probably familiar with, and Mello Trimble from Maryland and James Blackman Jr. from Indiana. Neither of them got drafted last night. It's one of those things where you work hard. That's your dream. Your whole life is to play in the NBA, and then that call doesn't come. Now, for them, fortunately, or in the NBA, you know, those guys weren't waiting in the green room like Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, they were probably surrounded by friends and family. And you know, you get down to the last few picks, and you've been there for 4 or 5 hours maybe with friends and family, and you start to wonder, you know. And now it's like, well, what do I do with my life now?
Well, I'm thinking about this because of the fact that there were some players that were, you know, Bronson Koenig, Nigel Hayes, they were good to very good in college, but they're not called for that next level, at least right now. And that's when you start to scramble, Jamie. But you know about that scrambling, and I bet when you talk to your college athletes, whether it was men or women, you told them, you know what? We're having a great season. You're doing well. But there will come a time when that last whistle has blown. And that's one of the things that you're talking about in your new book that's aimed at younger athletes on how to become leaders, because when you're a leader on and off the court, you can lead on or off the sports arena. Am I right, Jamie Beckler?
Absolutely. You know, and you're right. At some point, you know, whether you're an older player like Paul Pierce, just retired with the Los Angeles Clippers. He was with them for this last year. You know, whether you're in your 40s and it's time to hang it up, or you are a great college player, but, you know, you don't get that call from the NBA, or whatever it is, at some point, you know, it's going to end for you. Or at some point, you know, you're not going to be as successful as you used to be. And so the question then becomes, how do you handle that? How do you handle that adversity that comes your way and those challenges that come your way? And, you know, that's tough for somebody, especially an athlete who's been successful. But, you know, even things like, you know, you just saw the Golden State Warriors win a championship. And one of the reasons they were able to win a championship or even win two out of the last three was they had a guy who was a star with the Philadelphia 76ers and the Denver Nuggets, and Andre Iguodala, who took a lot of shots, averaged a lot of points, never came off the bench his whole career until he got to Golden State. He started every single game for 10 years as an NBA player. He gets to Golden State, he comes off the bench, he's taking half as many shots as he used to and scoring half as many points, but he's also got two championship rings because of that. And he was somebody who, you know, his career wasn't done, but his role changed. And he had to be able to accept that. And those are some things that we do talk about in that book, because a lot of people can't handle when their roles change or when they don't get their way. And so, you know, we try to help, especially the high school athletes and the middle school athletes, to understand that it's okay if your role is not exactly like you want, or it's okay, you know, like in Aaron Rodgers' case, it's okay to sit in that green room for a little bit. And you know what? Use that as motivation. Use that to reevaluate. Instead of taking that time, and most of us would just sit there and we'd stew, or we'd be mad, or we'd get more and more frustrated. Instead, use that, turn that around. Use that time to think about, all right, this is what I'm going to do differently, or this is what I'm going to do from here on out to make myself even better than I am already. Use that as some self-reflection time as well.
Well, this one got to me, Jamie. And Gary Cohen is a broadcaster for the New York Mets. And as he said last night, after a pitcher, back-to-back bases loaded walks, he said, "What's next, the Locusts?" And it's been a rough year for them. But that's part of what this book helps younger athletes address, because we know the volatility emotionally of athletes in general, but the younger athletes, that volatility can be even greater. And sometimes the things that the rest of us begin to take in stride just absolutely devastate them, and that's part of the reason why they need those around them, often their peers, to lead them.
Absolutely. And you know, certainly it's not easy. It's never easy when you're facing, you know, setbacks or obstacles or things don't go the way you want it to. What we try to do is we try to lay out, you know, these are some consistent things. These are some things that you want to, you know, you want to have these core values or these core principles or be consistent in these areas, so that when, you know, when things do come your way that aren't expected, when things happen to you that you wish didn't happen to you, you're able to fall back on some habits that have been established. You're able to fall back on, you're able to remember what your goals are and be able to focus on those, as opposed to being almost like a kite in the wind. You know, whichever way the wind blows, that's which way the kite goes. Instead, you're more solid. You're not pushed around by the situations that occur to you. And you know, often it's been, you know, a great quote that I always you know, said growing up and heard growing up is, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And oftentimes we focus on obstacles because we've taken our eyes off of what's really important. You know, we give up that home run if we're a pitcher, or someone scores on us, and all of a sudden in basketball, and all we want to do is just score back on them real quick. You know, we forget that it's a bigger team sport. We forget that it's a 9-inning game, and we just get so focused on one play or one pitch that we lose focus on a bigger picture.
Well, Coach, I got to ask you, as you're working hard and have put the finishing touches on this book, people need to remember at Jamie, J-A-M-Y Beckler, B-E-C-H-L-E-R, one word, .com. They can also find 5 free ebooks, but Amazon.com is taking pre-orders on your new book. Where can people find out more about that free book? And heck, I forgot to ask you, what's the title?
It's called The Leadership Playbook, and they actually right now, that's the only place that they can get the pre-order right this minute, is at that website at theleadershipplaybook.com. It will be on Amazon soon. It's not there yet with the pre-orders, but theleadershipplaybook.com is the place to get information more about that book and to get your pre-orders in, or even bulk orders. And it is it's being released on July 25th. So if you pre-order, you actually get a special discount.
Really? And again, one last time, 5 seconds left. You know about shot clocks, the website, and the title of the book.
The title is The Leadership Playbook, and the website is theleadershipplaybook.com.
Thanks so much, Jamie Beckler. Talk to you soon next Friday.
Thanks, Ollie.